Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The man at the center of a landmark state Supreme Court decision about immigrant detention is back in the news this week after being arrested for assault and battery and unarmed robbery. Shrenuan Lun was the plaintiff in Lun versus Commonwealth, in which the court decided local law enforcement does not have the authority to keep someone in custody just because federal immigration officials ask them to. WBUR's Shannon Dooling covered the case and brings us this update.
Shrenuan Lun, says one observer, is a man without a country. He's also a man who currently faces assault charges. And that means vexing problems for the legal system, immigrant advocates, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. In February, Lun, with ties to both Cambodia and Thailand, was being held by Suffolk County officials on charges of larceny. ICE asked that he be detained an extra few days after the charges were dismissed. Ultimately, the SJC ruled that that extra detention was unlawful. He was eventually held by ICE, who tried to deport him, but Thailand and Cambodia say they won't take him back. Now he's been accused of assault and robbery. Advocates for stricter immigration laws say that proves the policies are too lenient.
This shows the problem when law enforcement agencies are forced to release individuals instead of holding them for ICE.
That's Jessica Vaughn at the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for stricter immigration policies.
The problem is they end up being sent back to the community and have the opportunity to reoffend. This is a crime that could have been prevented.
But advocates for immigrants say it's not so black and white. Ava Malona is executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. She says you cannot draw a straight line from the SJC decision to Lund's most recent arrest.
As much as the anti-immigrant forces will try to politicize the arrest of Mr. Lun, it has nothing to do with the Supreme Judicial Court case about his unlawful detention.
Malona says if Lun committed a crime, he should suffer the consequences. Lun will appear in court again on November 8th. A judge imposed a $2,500 cash bail on Lun. A spokesman for the Suffolk County Sheriff's Department said Monday that he remains in custody. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.